old-fashioned day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hello, everybody, and happy Sunday. Here we are. It is time for episode 5, It's a Trap. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kings of the Podcastle. Hopefully you are checking us out on iTunes right now. You're subscribed to our podcast. You're telling all of your friends all about it. We need as many subscribers on iTunes as possible. Go on there, subscribe, and give us a review. We really need it. A five-star review.
Please help us.
Yeah, if you like the show, give it a five-star review. If you don't like the show, give it a five-star review. Just really need that.
Please help us.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 5, It's a Trap. My name is Mike. I will be your gracious host. Of course, along with me, I have the Angry Texan.
Hello there!
My God, man. We have Johnny, our producer, not producing today.
I produce things.
And, of course, we have our resident comedian over there, Devin. Hello, King Devin. How are you?
Yeah,
or I guess I should.
That's
start
a little Metallica for you.
I could start calling you our resident racist, like white supremacist over there with
that
new haircut.
We're gonna
get to that here in just a second. But of course,
for all my students listening, I really Mike is lying.
Yeah, of course. We got to give a shout out to Zach over there who is actually
Hi,
sitting.
Hi, Zach.
He's sitting at the producer board today. Thank you, sir. So, it's Sunday. It is time for another episode. How are the Kings doing? We haven't checked in a week. How's things going? Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I had a very busy week. I did stand-up at the Improv on Wednesday, played golf on Thursday.
Yes, and I did some golfing together on Thursday.
Ric Flair was in the house.
But nothing will beat my 50-foot putt on hole 2.
And they were doing an interview for, I guess, Detroit Tigers TV or something in the background. And all you could hear is me going, yeah, look at that. Did you see that, people? Because it was right by the clubhouse. There's all these people on the balcony drinking. They were they were clapping for us. I was like, did you see that? Did you see that 50-foot?
Of course, I was totally humble and did not go crazy at all. I sat there and said, of course, that's what I meant to do. I completely planned that.
So you celebrated and threw all your clubs in the
lake. Yeah, pretty much. I went nuts on that. But yes, it was, for those of you who don't know, here in Lakeland, Florida, they have a Tiger Scramble every year. And Greg and I were lucky enough to be part of that as part of a Detroit Tigers.
Tiger Scramble? Yeah, that sounds like something that you'd order in Japan.
Or something that you would
tiger
see
scramble
on the plains of Africa when they release the Tigers. Okay, every man for himself. Good luck.
And Greg, who did you meet?
I met Jim Leland.
And who is Jim Leland?
He is Mr. Pittsburgh. That's, I guess, one of his nicknames.
Really?
He's the manager of the Tigers.
Yes, he is.
And he's got two rings. Rings!
He's got two rings?
Rings.
Oh, my God.
Manager of the Detroit Tigers named Mr. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Why is that?
I guess because he had played for Pittsburgh or something back then. I didn't really get into it.
Okay. Big fan, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a Rangers fan. Nolan Ryan is God.
Oh, my God. Nolan Ryan's like dead now, isn't he?
No, he's not, dude.
He's not? God almighty.
Dude, he can pitch still 85 from the grave. Come on.
Well, I'm not a huge baseball fan, but I do enjoy playing golf, and that was one hell of a day. And you had some pretty good shots yourself, sir. It was a lot of fun.
You know what you should do?
You should take a drink of ice and crunch it into the microphone like all day long now. Like that's going to be your MO. Okay? When I introduce you or talk to you, I want you to crunch ice into the microphone. That's the new plan. I backed up a little bit.
But Zachy over here had the donkey drives.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Zach was there. He did have a good time. Yes. He doesn't have a microphone today, unfortunately. But
so we can talk shit about him and he can't say anything.
Right.
Oh, no.
It was good.
The funny part was when one of our mutual friends comes up to you and says, listen, don't be talking about hitting on and the cart girls for nanny and
don't be asking girls to see their titties and going crazy. And
let me guess, Mike, did you do that?
No, of course not. I
what?
Would never.
But
I'm a gentleman.
The cart next to us was the mayor of Lakeland and the female police chief of Lakeland.
And what did Mike say now? What flew out of his mouth this time?
To be completely honest, it was not me this time. I know that's usually
he just
right
froze.
Up my
he
alley.
Was like,
I was just looking at the dude like and pointing to, like, doing the hand cover and pointing to my left, saying, "Do you realize who you're talking in front of? Or, like, what you're saying?"
Well,
in
who
front
said
of who?
What to them?
Oh, he was just sitting there talking to me, and he goes, "Now, Mike, the rules of the show are the rules of the game today. Don't go around to all the cart girls and go show me your boobs and all this stuff," like joking around, right?
Right.
But while he's sitting there and acting it out and like doing the jabbing a sausage in your mouth motion,
like
he was doing this, saying,
like, charades in front of all the carts.
He was playing charades in front of all the carts, saying this to me, nice. And right next to us, in the cart next to us, was the mayor and the chief of police.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Oh yeah, it was great. And then later on in the tournament, we had a bunch of good shots. That was fun. But we actually, our cart died in the middle of the tournament. We had to walk the last three holes. It was like instant karma. Well, not so instant. That was about 4 hours later, but you know what I mean. So anyway, yes, the golf tournament was awesome. How about you, Devin? I hear that you had a, well, actually, you know what? Before we go to Devin, because I really want to sit on that topic, let's talk to John. Heyo. Let's talk to John about John's big weekend. What did you do on Saturday? Tell everybody.
On Saturday, yesterday, I went to, what was it called? It was a Wounded Warrior
festival. Called, it was called Harley's for Heroes.
Harley's for Heroes. And there was a lot of bikers. It was down at the Lakeland Airport. And Ryan Hurst from Sons of Anarchy was
yeah.
there.
Yeah, how was he? What was he like? Now, for those of you who don't know, Ryan Hurst is the guy who plays Opie. He also played the linebacker in Remember the Titans that ended up with a back injury and couldn't right. walk anymore.
And he was also the guy in Saving Private Ryan when Tom Hanks' character was asking the deaf guy. He was the deaf guy.
Yeah.
That was him, too.
I need some more artillery.
Right.
What do you want to play?
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah. Just play it loud.
I don't remember that part from Saving
Private Ryan. No, that was actually Good Morning Vietnam. Sorry.
Oh, gotcha. but yeah. We got to meet him, me and Todd from work. Todd's a huge Sons of Anarchy fan and a huge Opie character fan.
Okay.
Like his phone cover on his iPhone is a picture of Opie, and he got his phone right. signed, and he was like just beside himself.
Well, if you're a fan of the show, you know that Opie is like one of the coolest characters on it. He's like, yeah. he's a total badass on
Unfortunately, this. He's been killed off.
I know. And you know,
spoiler alert, damn.
Well, season 5 is over. I haven't seen season 5 yet, but yeah, I found out that he got killed off too, and I was like, no!
And he died saving the club.
Of course he did, because that's the way Opie is, man. Yeah. He takes one for the team every time.
Yeah, well, he took one for the team like every episode, it seems.
Right. I'm kidding.
This
yeah.
is the last Please. Time he'll take one for the team.
That's right. Yes, it's over now. So that sounds like it was really awesome. So I'm
it
glad
was.
You got
it
to
was
do
way
that.
Cool.
And he was and he was a good guy.
He was very. Of course, he was nice.
Yeah, he did. Like he you didn't know. Seem like okay. Get over here. Hurry up. Get it
nope,
over with.
Nope. Not at all. And the girl in front of us, she had her dog with her, and the dog's name was Opie, and he like petted the dog wow. first before he even paid attention to the
That's
girl.
Cool. Stuff, That's cool. That's so. Cool.
Yeah.
So, congratulations on doing that. I know that was a lifelong dream.
right.
But Devin. Now let's move to you and talk mm-hmm. about your week. I guess recently, within the last few days, you got a haircut, and it was not the most.
Yesterday.
It was not the most pleasant experience, from what I understand.
It looks good.
It looks all right on it. I mean, if you like,
I've
white
lost
power.
16 pounds, so I'm going for the cancer look.
Oh, are you? Oh my god!
I thought you kind of looked like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Six degrees of Devin.
Yeah. So I went to get a haircut yesterday.
Yeah.
And of all the people, there was probably 8 or 9 women cutting hair in this place. And the open seat just so happened to belong to a 45-year-old black woman. And I sat down, mm-hmm. and I said, I would like to look like Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, no.
Apparently, she did not know who Ryan Seacrest was. She was
that's your first mistake is trying to look like Ryan Seacrest.
She's like, yeah, I'll cut your hair, white devil.
Oh my God.
And then she basically was like, gave me the racist white devil haircut.
Because
that's what she was just like, you know what, I'm just going to shave it all off.
So, but you had a really good question on Facebook, and it was, what do you do, you know, whenever this is happening? Do you stop it right in the middle of everything, or do you just pay your money and leave pissed? So what did you end up doing?
There was one point where I was like, okay, she's cutting it really short. And then I was like, well, she'll probably just stop there. And then I was like, I can be okay with that. And then she started to cut it even shorter. And she's like, you're going to have to tame this. And I was like, tame what? There's nothing there. you just cut off all of my hair. And she's like, you have such thick hair. And I was like, it's no longer there anymore. So you're just cutting it all off. But anyways, I sucked it up.
So you didn't say anything.
Didn't say a word.
The
big question is, how much did you pay for this?
$13.
$13. Yeah. Well, that could be the problem too. Whenever you go to a place that only charges $13 for a haircut.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for.
She didn't even offer to shampoo my hair. That's the best part. Like, I love the shampooing of the hair. They usually have like some chamomile smell. Oh my God.
So we got a lot of comments on this on Facebook, and one of them, Chrissy on Facebook says, "So what is truly wrong? The fact that you went to a bad stylist, or the fact that you sat there knowingly taking it? So which one are you more pissed off at yourself about?"
That I went to a bad stylist.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
I definitely should have not gone to. I will not say the name of this place, but it just rhymes with Hate Clips. I don't know if you've ever heard of
them. Apparently, that's the truth too. They hated you and they gave you a bad clip. So, now, I don't know if you guys know this, but a lot of people think that I'm bald, but that's not true. It's just a bad haircut gone wrong.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm just having trouble growing it back out. That's
the only thing. For the last 5 years, Mike.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been tough.
Since everybody's listening, make sure that you continue to send emails about getting him to look like Patrick Stewart.
Oh, shut your damn mouth about that shit.
God almighty.
Yes. Seriously, it is going to happen. Just keep sending emails and all your support. We're going to make it happen.
Devin here, I'm trying to move on without even making any mention of that. Devin here says that you should have spoke up. If you walk out with a bad haircut, it's your own fault. Do you blame yourself, sir?
When do you speak up? Like, it's too short. Can you extend it again?
Right. Like, that's my question, too. I mean, once it's gone too short, really, there's nothing you can do about
it. It's like, could you stop now and just give me... How about you give me the Fifth Element haircut, where I just have, like, one side shaved and then the other side hanging down over my eyes? Like, how do you stop that? I don't know.
Well, I say, once you think something is not going right, you immediately say something. And you know, just say, whoa, I don't think you're doing what I want, so what are we doing here, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the other thing, too. John has gone to the same barber, or went to the same barber for a really long time when we were down in Winter Haven.
Yeah.
And which brings me to the topic of just good barber stories. And, John, I think you have a few from this guy, if you don't mind sharing with the group.
Well,
I stopped going to him after a while.
He was gay.
Uh-huh.
And
Therathly,
a gay hairstylist.
Yes, that's so weird.
I know.
But he loved to talk about his weekend in Daytona with his boyfriends and stuff like that, and go into great detail about what happened.
So there you are, trying to just get your haircut.
I'm just trying to get a haircut, and he would stop, and I'm trapped in this chair. He would just stop and lean against the table and go and just tell about, you know, being in the bathtub, and I'm like, no, just cut my hair. Let me get out of here.
There's a funny story. I actually met some gay guys one time, and they were hanging out in a hot tub, and all of a sudden semen floated to the top, and they all looked at each other and went, "All right, who farted?"
Oh, wow. Ah, my God.
Are you kidding me? I reached over to push the fail horn, and it was already being pushed. Wow. Quick draw.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That was good. That was awesome.
So anyway, I thought...
Devin had to rub his eyes on that.
He couldn't believe it. Anyway, so there you have that. Bad haircuts. You know, there's a lot of other comments on here before we move on. But Shannon said, "I don't know why. I just shake it off whenever I know I shouldn't," which sounds like pretty much what you ended up doing. Mm-hmm. And then down here, a little bit further down, Chrissy Jasso also says, "You are stupid, Greg. Weenus." So I just thought I'd let
that... I think we can all agree on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely...
Weenus is another story to tell at another time. Chrissy... send us a... Actually, Chrissy, go ahead and type the story to us, and we'll read it sometime.
Absolutely. I don't see why not. But while we're on the topic of bettering ourselves and what we look like, because that's what... You've got a big show tonight, right, Devin?
Yeah.
You got a big show in Tampa.
Baller.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So,
but the haircut doesn't look bad at all, by the way.
No, it looks fine.
It looks very professional. It looks professional.
It's all spiky on top. I think you should go and collect rings on a Sega game.
What?
That was
you know,
third one and you're out of here. We got
Sonic,
an extra
Sonic,
guy today.
Sonic,
we can replace
Sonic
you.
Sonic the Hedgehog reference. No one.
Okay, just you.
I know it. Okay, so anyway, here's a little thing that I found that kind of goes along with this, because guys, you know, we don't spend a whole lot of time or money making ourselves look excellent. But this survey says that there is something about deeply ironic about women wasting a year of their lives trying to take years off of their appearance. According to this new survey by British cosmetics company, women spend 474 entire days of their life putting on makeup. Like, 15 months.
Okay, let me
total.
Stop you right there. Okay, it's coming ahead. From a British cosmetic company.
Well, that's true, but it's 172 hours of makeup time each year that they're doing, an average of 66 years of putting on makeup. That works out to 474 days. So and my question is, oh, go ahead.
How much detergent does that take to get it all off my damn pillow?
I don't know. All the mascara marks from the crying women.
Yes, I love it. So my question is, what is it? Let's talk about women in their makeup, because some women really, 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 really take it on. I mean, they
do.
They have to have it. Other women, not so much. What do you prefer? Greg, go first.
Oh, my God. I can't stand a woman that puts a ton of makeup on. I'm like,
okay.
Because eventually you're going to see it off and you're going to be like, put your face back on, put your face back on.
Right, right.
But I'm serious. It'd be better to have a girl that has just a natural complexion that's comfortable.
Yes, of course. John, how about you, man?
Well, Stephanie's got an awesome complexion. She wears minimal makeup.
Okay,
and
John's girlfriend's name is Stephanie.
She doesn't listen to this. We can be honest.
John's girlfriend's name is Stephanie, real fast. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I prefer minimal. You know, women who cake it on where you can see a difference between the color of their face and their neck.
Oh, that you know is what I mean? My biggest pet peeve. That is what I was going to bring up, is the line right there on the jaw where they don't blend it in enough.
Right.
Ladies, listen to me. If you ever want to turn a guy off quicker, there's no quicker way than leaving that line right there. It just looks like you have a mask
on. Well, that and pooping your pants in the car is a big deal.
Yeah, well, so, that's true. That's
so
true.
Go ahead and rent the movie Mask with Jim Carrey, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Easy killer. Devin, go ahead.
I don't want a woman that looks like a Picasso.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and the lipstick kills me, too. Like, when I kiss a girl with lipstick on, it tastes like I'm, like, eating a crayon. Like, I'm back to being, like, 5 years old again. Kind of turns me on.
It kind of turns me on a little bit, yeah. No, but that's my thing, too. Now, there are some women who can really pull off a lot of makeup. Like, it actually looks okay, and they throw on the bright red, you know, lipstick, and they're all dressed up in their evening gown, and you're like, oh, hell
well, that's
yeah.
That's just enhancing what they already have. It's not trying to make up for lost time.
Right. But then there are other girls who literally just, they don't need anything. It's like, or at least they look like they don't need anything. No lip gloss, no anything. I don't know what it is, but for me, I'm more attracted to that. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Too much makeup is...
Less is more.
Exactly. Okay, let's move on to a Facebook topic here that a listener suggested. She says, strip clubs, are they really a big deal, or do guys kind of feel awkward in them and really not like them? For me personally, I think that strip clubs are fantastic. I love them. I like to go there. I like to drink beer. I like to look at boobs. I think it's great. I think that every town should have one.
Yeah, but Florida strip clubs suck, because if you want to go to the real good ones, they just have pasties and they're pretty much full nude, and you can only get water and $10 Red Bull there.
No, you're going to the wrong places. See, if you go to like a Mons Venus in Tampa, they're like completely ass naked. Like, there's nothing. I mean, you can look up inside the anal canal or the birth canal.
Yeah, way. But usually when you go there,
there's usually something in there.
It's a small black midget going, help!
Oh, my God.
Every time I've ever been to one of those, there's always that one girl that walks by and you're like, is that a piece of bologna? Is that a tongue?
I mean, right. And when the wind blows, you hear...
Oh my god. What about anybody else, a fan or no?
Not a fan. And I think you know that about me.
Yeah, I do actually. I've tried to get John to go to a strip club several times.
I don't see the point. You're paying $5. No, don't put the "you're a faggot" sign up
to me.
Because here's
games.
My point.
F-word
you pay $5 for a usual $2 beer.
That's true.
You get these girls that are shaking their ass in your face, which is great, but you're not going home with them. So you just spent a bunch of money for nothing.
Yeah, when they should be doing it for us for free, because we're kings, damn it.
That's right. Bow before your kings. Show me your boobies.
Serve me, trick.
My first, when I was in sixth grade, I actually had a birthday party, and we played 7 Minutes in Heaven. I don't know if you know what that's about, but
absolutely.
you and another person get locked in a bathroom or a bedroom or something like that for 7 minutes, and whatever goes on, you know, nothing leaves the room. And I got locked in the room with this really hot chick, and I was like, this is going to be awesome. And then we just sat there, and I was like, do you want to make out or something? She's like, ew. And I was like, bitch. and then... This is my revenge. I turned 18 on my 18th birthday. I go to a strip club, and she came out on stage.
Really?
And I was like, I am getting my 7 minutes in heaven.
this is going to
be
best
10
story
times
ever.
Better than it would have been when I was
did
6 years.
Did she recognize you? Did she see
she recognized
you?
Me, yeah.
She did?
And I had somebody pay for a lap dance, and they're like, which one do you want? And I was like, that motherfucker right there. That one. And she came in there, and I was like, do you remember when this was, back in sixth grade? She's yeah. And I was like, can we redo that?
Now, what about girls going to strip clubs? Is that a turn on or a turn
that's
off?
That's actually cool. If she suggests it and she says, hey, sweetie, you want to go to a strip club? That means she wants to watch a woman grind on you. And I will return that by paying $20 for a girl to grind on her.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You got to be careful, though, because... Yeah. You got to be careful because later on she can be like, hey, I was wanting to go out with five of my guy friends for a week in Daytona. And you remember when I let you go to that strip club with me? You
know,
don't
true.
Give them ammo. That's
yeah,
what I
that's
say.
True.
You're
that's
not
true.
Giving them anything to use against you later.
But I do have to say, anytime there's a girl in your group and you're at the strip club, it can be a lot of fun. And Zach over there is shaking his head right now because he knows exactly what I'm talking about. I have gone several times with a very fun female friend who did no sexual relation at all whatsoever.
Boring.
Because she'll throw.
Wow, that
anyway,
was very sincere.
Anyway,
dude.
The fun thing about having a girl with you, especially whenever she has any cash, is she will. She'll do like Greg said. She'll throw down the money and have the girl dance on you, and that is awesome because two reasons: one, you're getting boobs in your face, and two, it's free because she's paying for it. And then whenever the girl gets a lap dance from one of the strippers, it's usually the stripper, for some reason, I guess because it's a female, they feel like they can go all out. And then it's like everything you want. But to me, it's just a good time. Like you say, it's no fun because you're expecting to get something at the end and you're not going to get something.
What's the point?
To me, it's just fun. It's a good time.
Like you can't even take your penis out and masturbate.
No. You can do that once.
But you won't be able to finish.
Easy there, Paul Rubens.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that.
That's a theater. I'm talking about in public, in a bar, whipping it out and
that's
greasing
a bad idea.
The pole.
And that's usually going to... There's plenty of grease on those poles, believe me.
Hey-o!
Goodness gracious. Anyway, all right. So thank you, Amanda, for the suggestion there. A great topic as to whether or not men actually enjoy strip clubs. I guess you got your answer there. Some of us do and some of us don't. It's just the way it is. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Join us back here in about 30 seconds. Actually, don't go anywhere. We've got some great little one-liner commercials coming up for you. When we come back, we're going to be talking movies and things that are going on today. The Daytona 500 and, of course, the Oscars are coming up. And guess what? You're not going to believe what they're making a sequel to that you're going to enjoy if it actually happens. We'll be back with more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Weenus.
And now a refined rhyme from Jackson Mihoff.
I love burritos and nacho supremes. I love gorditas with extra sour cream. I love enchilitos, Mexican pizza, and I love me a steak and chicken quesadilla. At Taco Bell, there's nothing I don't love, except when Susie's shit hands won't wear a fucking glove.
This has been a refined rhyme from Jackson Mihoff.
Everybody, here we go again. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Hopefully you're listening to us on iTunes. Listen to a podcast. Make sure you subscribe. You can always go to www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. Check us out on Stitcher. Send us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com. or you can always go to Facebook and communicate with us there. So lots of ways to check out the show, lots of ways to communicate with the Kings. We hope that you're doing all of them. But the big one, of course, is to please go to iTunes and subscribe and tell all your friends about us. Let's see. It's episode 5. It's a trap. Moving right on
to... It's a trap!
It is a trap. Yes. I'm Mike. Of course, there's King Greg, the Angry Texan. King Devin, of course, is here. Johnny's here. And Zach sitting in the producer chair today. Let's see here. Things going on today. Daytona 500 is going to be happening today.
Yeah.
You can tell that King Devin is super excited about the Daytona 500. No NASCAR fans in the group here?
Hey, I'm going to watch some left turns all day. Dale Jr.
I got to tell you, I'm not necessarily a huge NASCAR fan, but we have a mutual friend that, of course, works for NASCAR. And he has gotten us into several of the races that do take place over at the Daytona Motor Speedway.
And he's still your friend?
Yeah. No. Dude, here's the thing. You don't understand. Greg got to go last year. So did Johnny. We all went to the Coke Zero 400 last year. And I got to tell you, it was absolutely fantastic.
It was fun.
We had the Lilu Dallas multipass.
That's right. We did have the multipass. So he hooked us up.
We could do anything.
Yeah, he hooked us up with the multipass, like the hot pass, I think is what it's called officially. But it's basically a pass that gets you anywhere. We were like hanging out in the shop, like while they were getting ready. We were going all over.
Watch the decal of the pace car getting put on. Like right, I mean, we pad the guy on the back. Like, hey, you did a good job.
Of course.
Did it get you access out the door into the Hooters across the street? Because that's where I would have been.
No. We really did not even hardly watch the race. We saw, there they go. And it was so loud and it was cool. We'd walk up to each fence, but it was just drink fest.
Oh, my God.
2012 drink fest.
Yeah, dude. Here's the fun thing about it. Yes, the race. If you're not a NASCAR fan, I understand why. It could be very boring to sit there and watch it. However, if you're at the race, they have all these tents with all these vendors. You can go check stuff out. You get really good food. They got, you know, barbecue smokehouses out there.
It's almost like a mini state fair.
It really is. It's like a state fair type thing.
It's party time. I was like asking where the Ferris wheel was.
Right. And once you're in the infield where we were at, like you don't have to leave. Like you could go there literally. If the race that we went to doesn't start till like 7 o'clock at night. So we got in the middle around, I'd say like 1 o'clock in the afternoon is when we got in. And then we were there literally all day long, drank through the whole thing. I mean, like John, I've got video and pictures of Johnny passing out inside the
No. I've got pictures of you.
Passed out as well. Yes.
And we woke you up, and then the pitcher, I've got to post this too.
He asleep is, in the grass he was.
Yeah, and then this guy comes up and skull screws him. It was pretty awesome.
That's great. No, but it's a lot of fun. So even if you're not a NASCAR fan, I would highly suggest going to a race if you ever get the
opportunity. And it's a lot of walking. We laid down on the track.
Right. We did. We got to do that all pre-show.
We should post those on the Kings.
Oh, yeah, we should, definitely.
And everybody that has the hot pass, they get a little marker and they go to the checkered flag, you know, where the finish line is.
Mm-hmm.
And they all sign it and stuff. And I was like, why? It's just going to be taken up by the tires later.
Yeah, but it's still cool to be able to do that and say that they rode over your...
Devin's tired of the story.
Apparently, Devin hates NASCAR. Ice. He actually hates it. He is crunching ice into the microphone trying to get us to move on.
One thing I will say about the NASCAR thing, and I'm not a big fan either, and we didn't see any of the wrecks, but we have video of you and I in the pit watching a car getting fixed.
Oh, everything. Yeah. It was amazing. Being on pit row was awesome. It was awesome. It was a good
experience.
It was
fun. And fix my car.
Here's the thing. Here, I'm going to go ahead and open the floor for jokes so that Devin can get in here. I don't know if you know this or not, but Danica Patrick won the poll.
Yes.
What?
She's on the poll.
She's on the poll. There's one. Anybody else?
She's on the poll to where she's got the position.
Come on, that wasn't that bad.
That was terrible.
A woman gets to be the first one out the gate, right?
Yeah.
So if the woman's leading them, then the race is going to last about 2 laps because she'll probably wreck like every other woman driving, and then all the other cars will pile up behind her. Asian drivers suck. I'm just going to go with that.
So, all right. So, if you're not going to be at the Daytona 500 or watching the Daytona 500 today, hopefully
then
you
are having
podcast.
A much better day than anybody right. else.
And, of course, tonight are the Oscars.
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody excited about that?
That's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah. The Greg Oscars are excited. Happening tonight. Go ahead.
Seth MacFarlane's hosting. Come on.
I guess that is true.
I guess I'm going to have to watch Walking Dead tomorrow.
Yeah, but, well, you're going to have to.
We're going to DVR it. We'll do both.
Fucking shit.
And there's Mike Lee's stand-up.
Thank you for bringing that up again. A little bit of taste of
that's,
last
that's
week.
That's how excited Greg is about the Oscars.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Oscars, at every Oscar, I'm going to go ahead and talk about this now. I know we had it changed up for later, but the Oscars get a swag bag every year. The presenters, everybody that goes out on stage gets a swag bag. Can you give me a rough estimate of how much you think that swag bag is worth?
$10,000, $14,000.
No.
Try $45,000.
What?
Yeah, $45,000
yep. of a swag bag.
Yeah, everything that's
what
in
is
it.
In this swag bag.
Okay, so they have
you got a list.
Yeah, I got some stuff. Yeah, I got some of the main things that are here. So like, there's a $10,000 trip to Australia in there.
Wow.
There's skincare products worth hundreds of dollars, of course. There's $625 private training sessions, like physical or what do you call it? Physical training? No. What do you call it when you have a personal trainer? Good God, man.
You have obviously never met one before.
So they bring Billy Banks over to your house? I mean, come on.
There's also, they got to have this in every celebrity swag bag. In fact, I think this should be in every swag bag ever given out for the rest of time. Condoms are in there.
Oh.
Yeah. A book called Your Guide to Happy Endings and New Beginnings.
Wait. Yeah. Happy Endings?
Yeah.
Giggity.
Here's one that you're going to love. Maple syrup from Rogue Maple Gourmet Products. This maple syrup is worth $120.
Really?
It better be like one of those maple syrups that you rub on and it gets hotter or whatever.
They have a lint roller by Gleaner called the Ultimate Fuzz Remover in there. Hair ties, but they also come together as bracelets. All kinds of stuff in there that is just absolutely ridiculous. But the fact that it's worth $45,000. It's just crazy to me because these people are already making all the money in the world and you're giving them, here's $45,000 worth of crap. Like they really need it. Like they couldn't go out and buy it themselves, right?
So what'd they put in Precious is the girl that played Precious that year that she was nominated for Oscar.
Hydroxycut.
She just wanted extra.
Did they put just give her a bucket of KFC?
She just wanted extra maple syrup.
$45,000 worth.
Yeah, $45,000. All right,
this is golden.
just to go over a little bit of the picks for this year's Oscars. Now, we've all are entertainment, so we should have something vested in this, okay? Here are the Best Picture nominees.
Wait, I got a question. Is The Expendables 2 in every single category?
No, it's not anywhere near.
Why?
No, it's not anywhere near. The Expendables 2, are you kidding me? What
Expendables
are you,
12? 1 wasn't even that good.
Yeah, but no, look at kidding. The cast. They should have just gave them Oscars just for signing on.
Best Ensemble Cast. Okay, so Amour is in there. Life of Pi, Argo, which I just saw last night and is absolutely fantastic.
I still want to see that.
Oh,
God. It looks great.
It's amazing. Lincoln is in there for Best Picture.
Beast, that was good.
Yep, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Silver Linings Playbook, Django Unchained is nominated.
Yes.
Yeah, Django Unchained is bad ice.
67 N-bombs that I counted during the show. Zach shaking his head like annoyingly, yes, I sat next to you. I watched you the whole time. God.
Zero Dark Thirty is in there. That's the story of the guys who killed Obama. Or, I'm sorry, Osama bin Laden. That was really bad. Really bad.
Attention, Secret Service. It was just a joke.
No, that was actually not a joke. That was a complete slip of the tongue.
He voted for Obama.
Les Mis, of course, is in there. Les Miserables. So what are our picks? John, you go first.
Lincoln.
Of course.
Expendables 2.
Oh, my God.
Which one have we never heard of?
I have never heard of Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
Actually, yet. I just saw that.
Oh, you did? Was it good?
It was actually amazing.
What about Amour?
Amour. Okay, that's the one they're going to win.
Okay, you're going to take that.
It's usually the one nobody's ever heard of.
Ever. Right.
Like The Artist last year.
I don't know if I think it's going to be either Argo or Lincoln. So I'm with John kind of, but I also think that Argo was absolutely. I mean,
I haven't seen Argo. It looks great. I'm sure it is great. I really, really want to see it.
I think the one that probably has like the long shot in the Vegas betting would probably be Django Unchained. But it was so great.
Right. Okay. Now here's your actor nominees: Bradley Cooper for Silver Linings Playbook, Joaquin Phoenix for The Master, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, Denzel Washington for Flight, which I thought looked like a terrible movie.
It was.
And Hugh Jackman for Les Mis. I'm going to take Daniel Day-Lewis on Lincoln, of course. Yes. How could you not?
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's going to be between him and Bradley Cooper.
I'm going to
yeah.
take Jacqueline Phoenix because I saw an excerpt of that, and uh-huh. He was doing a whole big dialogue on masturbating, and I was like, this deserves an award. And
are you serious?
I would
you
give it to him.
You had to say that right as I'm taking a drink of my cocktail. My
I would give him to him.
Yeah, definitely. You got to say excerpt.
Yes,
yeah, excerpt. Yeah, that's always like nice. That. I'm not going to say anything about actresses because I don't think that you guys even know who they are.
Naomi Watts, she won.
But there is one here, actor in a supporting role, and this is where the big dogs are hanging out. Robert De Niro is up for this in Silver Linings Playbook and Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln. They're up against Philip Seymour Hoffman, who is also a badass, and then Alan Arkin for Argo and Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained. Now he plays the German guy who
he was
helps
on SNL
Jimmy.
Last week.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah, I'm wondering though if De Niro doesn't walk away with this because he hasn't won anything.
De Niro
in a while.
Was really good in Silver Linings Playbook. He had some pretty emotional, decent scenes. But, really? Yeah, he was obsessed with football.
Okay.
That's his thing, and he was obsessed with basically like superstitions about trying to get his team to win. His team had to win, and he basically was trying all these different superstitions to try to get his team to win.
Right,
and it was actually more of an in-depth like battling with his son, trying to get his son's acceptance through that. And it's
you should
really good.
You should be a movie reviewer, man. Yeah. Like I'm interested at this point.
I quit. Okay.
join us next week when we have our movie segment, our movie review segment with Devin. So anyway, yeah, the Oscars are coming up. But the big highlight of it is, even if you don't care, you have to watch because Seth MacFarlane is hosting.
Yeah,
right.
Which means Peter Griffin's going to be there. Quagmire's going to be there.
Stewie's
going to be there.
I think you should do the whole show as Stewie. Just come out and just go with Stewie the whole time. Just 100% of the time.
You got to do a few Peter Griffin.
No, Stewie would be a fantastic host for the Oscars.
But I honestly,
I hope he looks at Meg Ryan and goes, "Shut up, Meg."
That would be awesome. Oh!
That would be awesome. Yes. So anyway, I'm very much looking forward to that. If nothing else, at least Seth MacFarlane is hosting, which ought to make for an entertaining. Now, here's the question: what's the over under on him going out there and being completely offensive? Obviously it's Seth MacFarlane. He like hosts the Comedy Central roasts now. He's over the top in his comedy, and nobody is gonna gonna be untouchable. He's gonna hit everybody that he possibly can. Am
yeah,
I wrong?
He's not gonna be as bad as that one British guy that
shut your Gervais. Ugly dirty pie hole. Ricky
Whatever.
Gervais is amazing,
dude. Yeah, Robert De Niro pretty much
Redford?
No.
I don't know. No.
Hold on, let me take a drink and think about it.
Anyway, Ricky Gervais was... you son of a bitch.
Robert Downey Jr. Remember he offended
oh,
him
yeah,
when he came out
he
there
did.
And made that speech.
Yeah. Well, Ricky Gervais got basically pissed off a lot of people, but they still had him back the next year. He did it 2 years in a row, right?
Yeah, but the second year is when they pissed everybody off.
Okay, gotcha. Well, if you think that if they were offended by Ricky Gervais, I think Seth MacFarlane's going to go all the way.
He's American and they like him.
Well, that's true. But here's my question is, do you think that he's going to go over the top, kind of like Ricky Gervais did, and then not get invited back? Or do you think he's going to get invited back?
I think he's going to go over the top, but he's going to do it in such a way that everybody's going to love it.
They can't help
He's
but
the next
laugh.
Billy Crystal.
I wouldn't go that far, bro. Billy Crystal was like a classic family-friendly comic.
Yeah, but he hosted it a lot of times is what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha. You think he's going to be another one of those?
Yeah, I think he'll host it multiple
So you think
times.
He's going to be the Alec Baldwin of the Oscars?
The Alec Baldwin of Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I think John Goodman did the most.
No.
Baldwin has the most now.
Yeah, Baldwin has the most. Yeah.
Okay. It was John Goodman for a while.
All right. So anyway, by the time our listeners actually get to hear the podcast, the Oscars will probably
be way
over. Yeah. But anyway, that it is happening. I hope that you do get to watch it because if nothing else, because of the fact that Seth MacFarlane is going to be hosting it. Now, here's the really cool bit of news that I wanted to talk to you about. They're making a what do you call it? I guess they're making a trilogy out of a very popular, famous movie that I'm sure that we all know and love.
Fern Gully?
No. No.
What?
Devin Dallas 3? No, it's Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, I thought that video game that we bought that one Christmas on Xbox was like supposed to be part three.
I have no idea. Because
it was written by the guys.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
But Zach is shaking his head or nodding his head again. Yes. Yes, that is correct, sir. But anyway, it's starting to sound like Ghostbusters 3 is actually going to happen. There was a radio interview with Dan Aykroyd earlier this week where he gave an update. He said, quote, "We're closer than we've ever been. Once the script crosses my desk, we could be on our way to a fast track. It's closer than we've been in years, and I really feel good about it now."
That sounds promising. Once the script is actually written,
well, that's
we'll
the thing.
Be really close.
Well, here's the thing. I've learned a lot about Hollywood movies by watching Argo. apparently, you don't always have to have a script first. You just got to decide you want to make a movie. And you say, I want to make this movie. We want to make Ghostbusters 3. And the first part of it is getting your director, getting the actors, getting a producer, making sure that you have money for it, making sure you have backing. And then, okay, now we need a script.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with Star Wars.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, Bill Murray is not on board.
No, Bill Murray, from what
he's
I understand, is not on board.
That's really going to be on board with the Ghostbusters 3.
Wow. Will he have that little beard that he had in that golf game that we saw on TV? Did you see that?
No.
He had like the old school beard where it was a mustache goes to a
like
beard.
A Fu Manchu beard? Yeah. Dan was a little bit coy about the cast, but he did say that the movie will be more skewed toward the new Ghostbusters, and there's no word on who will play them. So we're probably going to get a whole
the
new
Three
cast.
The Three Stooges, guys.
Is Dan... they're all fat now. Like, I mean...
Well, they're all like pushing 70, I think.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd could play Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in his next one.
Now,
are they going to bring back Annie Potts, though? She still looks pretty
Rick
good,
Rick Moranis,
right?
is he's retired.
Yeah,
he's done.
Honey, I shrunk the kids into my bank account.
Yeah.
Right. But I still think I would definitely go see it, right? I mean, you guys
are... Duh.
Yeah, like there's no question about it. It's gonna do huge on that opening weekend, and then if it sucks, it'll fall off real quick.
And then they'll make DVDs and
hopefully they learn their lesson from the new Indiana Jones that they need to make something quality
right
that people actually enjoy.
Yes, because that Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, I'll say it one more time, sucked out loud, and so did fucking what's his name?
Harrison Ford was still awesome.
No, he sucked in that movie.
Whatever.
Here's another thing. How many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans do we have out there, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh,
yeah,
come on.
I
was a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan, but here's a little bit of a scoop for you. Megan Fox just snagged the female lead in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. She's going to be playing April O'Neil.
Yeah!
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So she's going to be your hot little teenage sex
dream. Is Honey Boo Boo's mom going to play Brain?
So anyway, that's the thing. Who was it? Michael Bay is producing the movie, and he directed, of course, the Transformers. And he and Megan are supposedly.
Oh wow, that's gonna be awesome.
The thing is that they apparently had a huge falling out that resulted in her not being in the third Transformers. But the things that must have been all patched up because now she's you know what that means. Megan said, "Please, sir." And a little bit of clothing came off, and he said, "I'm not sure."
And then she blew something up, and he's like, "You know how to get to my
smile like that's a donut." Oh, what a lovely tea party!
What's that, Megan? I couldn't hear what you said, but when your mouth opened, my dick said it looked familiar. All right, well, that's going to wrap up this segment. We're going to take another quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Please come back here in just a few minutes when we will be talking about all of the ridiculous news stories that happened this week. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Pink Kings. We'll be back. Pings of the Cod Passel. We'll see you soon.
Take a drink, buddy.
And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Jar Jar Binks made episode 1.
That means I'm a complete dumbass.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates. Hello everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. We are back. Oh man. Great, great, great beach music there. Make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe. Please, hurry. Give us a 5-star review, whether you like the show or not. Tell all your friends to do the same. Check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Shoot us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com. And, of course, you can check us out on stitcher.com as well. Go to the Facebook page. God, I mean, there's so many ways that you can totally get in communicado with us, and we really want you to go out and do all of it. So please, but the number one, of course, is to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Again, I'm Mike. There's Greg. We got Devin, John, and of course, Zach is sitting over in the producer chair. Man, look at him. He's looking very, he's licking the board.
He's That's licking weird. The board.
He likes it a lot.
I'm going to have to touch that next week when you're not here.
Exactly, yes. Let's see here. We've got a lot of great stories here. We're going to move right into ridiculous news of the week like we always do during the last segment. Here's some really good stuff right here. And this is really for mature adults just like you and I, like all of us here sitting in this room.
Very mature.
Yes,
very mature.
According to doctors, it is safe to eat your own poop.
What?
No. Yeah.
I knew it.
That is gross. I'd rather die.
I'm just telling you, like, if you are ever stranded on a desert isle,
nope.
And you've had like a Thanksgiving feast on the boat before it crashed, and you're in that first couple of days, and you just gotta let one go, save it.
I want my 5 cents a day back that I've been given to Africa, damn it. All this time, they've had a plentiful supply of food.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
These children bathe in sewage. Well, maybe they should make some soup. I don't know.
Yes, but it is 100% true, ladies and gentlemen. According to Gawker.com, they asked 4 doctors around the country, and they have all reached the exact same conclusion that feces is filled with bacteria, yes, but it's your bacteria. So if you eat it, you'll probably be okay. However, it is very bad for you to eat the poop from an unhealthy person, because then you're welcoming their bacteria into your body, and you definitely don't want to do that. So there you have it.
So when I come up to you sometimes and I get mad and I'm like, why don't you just eat a big steaming pile of shit? Yeah. And you could be like,
oh, well, all right,
then. Yeah. Okay, I guess.
As long as it's not yours.
As long as it's my poop.
Didn't you have the flu last week?
Yeah. Eat my influenza. Pass. Shit.
God almighty. Yeah. So, there you have that. I just thought that would be a good little bit of information that you guys would enjoy.
Well, I guess thank you for that tip.
CD anytime soon.
Here's another fantastic story that I found. Police say landlord in Southwest Ohio village of Waynesville has admitted to spanking a male tenant several times on his ass with a belt. And here's why. Because he was late and he fell behind in his rent to the tune somewhere around $2,800.
So he spanked a grown man?
He got a whole... Okay, here's the thing. 53-year-old Ron Cronenberger is, I guess, how you pronounce his name. They will not release the victim's name, but the victim was a 29-year-old male.
Wow.
And he said, quote, "If you're going to act like a child, I'm going to treat you like one." Police say the assault, which took place on January 22nd in the back office of Cronenberg's store, left little marks on the unnamed tenants behind.
In other news, everybody else in that building is now considerably late.
Yeah, but like, what do you do? He's like, bend over the desk and let me spank you.
Here's the thing.
And
he did.
That's not homoerotic at all.
Right? The victim told police chief, the chief of police there, he said he was scared and he just wanted to get it over with, so he agreed to Cronenberger's
Can we see his picture real quick?
No.
Scared. Oh,
Cronenberger I've got right here. There he is.
That doesn't look like a badass.
He looks like a normal guy to me.
That sounds like every excuse every woman has ever given me. I'm scared and I just want to get it over with.
I mean, I can understand if he was like a giant professional MMA fighter and he's like, get into my office, you're $2,800. It's either I beat the crap out of you, I take you to court, or you take belts over the ass.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so, I think I could maybe take a couple of shots of whiskey and take a belt.
Has anybody here ever been late on rent and had something crazy happen, anything like that?
No.
No, nobody's ever tried to spank you in the ass, so that's not normal then?
Surprisingly, and we live in Florida. Normally, where that's where all the
right,
stuff
is. Really weird. That happened apparently. I don't know why. What did he think he was going to get out of spanking him? Like he was going to get any money out of him?
He probably.
Greg, now your roommate's with Mike. Has he ever spanked you for being late?
Well, it wasn't for being late. Let me do it. No.
It was for coming early, actually.
Oh, God Almighty. Let's see here. Okay, here's another great story. Here's a woman, and I want to get you guys' real opinion on this, okay? A woman has raised money that she helped a broke guy. Basically, okay, let me start at the beginning. A few weeks back, a woman named Maria Sanchez was at an animal shelter in San Bernardino, California. She saw something that broke her little heart. It was a 36-year-old man named Dave Thomas. He was sitting out on the sidewalk crying next to a dog locked in a cage. Well, it turns out that Dave had just been arrested for failure to appear in court, and the city had taken his 2-year-old pit bull named Buzz away. Dave is unemployed and broke. He couldn't afford the $400 to get Buzz out of the animal shelter. Okay? So based on the shelter's policy, Buzz was set to be put to sleep. Okay? The dog is set to be put to sleep. Yep. This is going to happen just a few days later. So Maria, being the kind woman that she is, she took a photo, she put it on Facebook, and she collected over $2,000 to help Buzz be reunited with his owner, Dave. Right? So this is a good story, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It makes me feel happy.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm fat. There's
a twist. But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's a twist.
Dun, dun. Well, Maria was an illegal immigrant, and now she needs money to help get put back with her family.
There's something wacky going on here, but Buzz was freed on Wednesday morning, and on Wednesday afternoon, Dave started calling TV stations to complain because Maria had not given him the rest of the $1,600 that she raised.
Really?
So it only took $400 to get the dog out. She raised $2,000, okay? So she's keeping the other $1,600, all right? She said that she used it, that she would be willing to use it to help him pay bills, tickets, or rent, but didn't want to give him the money because she wanted to make sure the people who donated it knew it was going to a good cause. Dave refused to have that happen. He just wanted the cash.
And his name's Dave Thomas, and so he opened up Wendy's.
Right. And there's the beginning of Wendy's. No, that's not what this is at all.
That would be a great story, though.
Now, we can't confirm or deny, but apparently Maria is accusing Dave of being a drug addict and saying that she won't do it. She says her life and her children's lives were devastated by drug use, so she doesn't want to help him get back on the drugs. So now she's giving the people who donated the option to get their money back or donate it to an animal shelter. As for Dave, she says, quote, "My hands are being washed of him. I'm really disappointed, actually." So here's my question. Do you think that she should have given him the money?
No.
No.
No, no. She did it for the dog. If anything, give him $1,600 worth of Alpo.
There you go.
Well, that's not bad. But here's the thing. If she raised the money, okay, let's look at this like from a legal perspective. If she raised the money for this man to get his dog back, she can't keep that money. She doesn't have the choice. She told people what it was for. They gave her money under those pretenses, and now she's saying, now I'm not going to give it to him to get his dog back. I'm going to give him the money to get his dog back, but the rest of it doesn't go to him.
Well, the money was raised to get the dog back. There was the overflow of money, which should go to the dog, so that's what I'm saying. Like, go up to Walmart, get 2 or 3 pallets worth of Old Roy, give it to the guy. Actually, also use about $300 to buy a little storage shed in the backyard for all the damn dog food.
But see, here's the thing, though. In my eyes, if you raise money for a specific purpose, and if I give you that money, then you can't use it for other things. It's got to go towards that person or that cause. You know what I mean?
Okay, then we get the guy from Cheaters to come over and film this guy after he gets the money, and if he goes and buys drugs or anything other than the stuff for the dog, then he defaults and goes to jail.
Right. Well, I mean, that's true. I mean, if he's going to go out and get back on the streets and start doing drugs, obviously he's going to go to jail at some point anyway.
Wait, do we even know this guy does drugs?
No, we don't know for a fact. We have no idea. We can't confirm or deny
that.
But
this stupid, silly bitch that raised all the damn money is trying to say he does. That's the reason she doesn't want to give the money.
Well, here's the main reason why I think that she should give him the money. Because if she doesn't, it's going to open the door for anybody. Like, I could just say I'm raising money to better my lawn, and I go on Facebook and I raise all this money, and then I go out and I buy whatever I want with it, you know, a new car or something.
Or so, I'm getting, you know, the money for some peanut butter to rub on my genitals.
No.
Dog. Never mind.
Holy moly. So my point is, though, is that she definitely can't keep the money. She is offering to put it towards like an animal shelter or something. But I still just feel like it'll open the door. If she doesn't give him all the money, it opens the door for other scammers to go on there and say they're raising money in the name of charity. But then once they get the money, they're like, I don't want to give it to that charity anymore. I give it to this now.
Right.
Does that make sense to anyone else?
It does. But the fact that, I mean, really legally what she should do is the dog has been released. She should send the money back to all the people that donated. That would end the argument. But if there's a lot left over, and if she does say, okay, hey, the dog's free, I'm not dealing with a douchebag Dave anymore. I'm a dumb bitch. So, hey, if you don't want your money back, I'll put it towards something else. Then she's changing the rules of the game.
Right.
Which isn't bad. That's at least she's being honest about it.
Well, that's true.
I think the real crime here is that, hey, $400 for us to open the cage and give you your damn dog back. I mean, like, $400, really?
Yeah, that is kind of ridiculous.
That's way ridiculous.
Like, they would rather kill the dog. It's kind of like holding him for ransom, saying, we're going to kill your dog if you don't give us $400.
That makes me want to go to the animal shelter and treat the people in charge like Michael Vick did a dog years ago.
Oh, my God.
What? Waterboarding the guys that run the place? I mean, come on. $400.
I'm hoping to get somebody from the SPCA to come on this show one day, Greg, and you're ruining it for me, okay? Yeah. I think Devin really.
I'm a Cowboys fan, not an Eagles fan. I'm good.
All right. So speaking of dogs, the reason why I wanted to even talk about that is, one, I thought it was a pretty good little story.
And two, we're going to talk about all of Greg's exes.
That dog pound. That's all I like to call it.
I found this one here that I think you guys are going to absolutely love and we're probably going to have fun with. But you don't hear a lot of bestiality cases going on involving a female.
And
a male animal.
Speaking of peanut butter.
But the main reason is that requires a lot of cooperation from the animal. But this woman and a dog found a way. Earlier this week.
Wait. You mean like Dog the Bounty Hunter? Or are we talking about actual canine wolf?
An actual wolf dog. Yeah. Earlier this week, the cops in Las Vegas got a call about 23-year-old Kara Vandereek. I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Vandersexen or something.
She was having sex with a male pit bull in her backyard in broad daylight.
What?
Yep. When the cop.
Wait. Wait. What?
Yeah, you talk about doggy style.
I hate you, son of a bitch. You just took it from me. You took the one thing I wanted to say.
I'm sorry. Let's see. When the cops got there, Carol was, in fact, naked and just going at it with the dog. She saw the cops, and did she stop? No. She just looked at him and goes, hi.
Really?
She just says hi.
With her name, she was probably like, this normal in my country.
We do this all the time with
dog
a bottle of vodka.
Dog part of family.
The cops say Kara seemed to be on drugs. She told them she was bipolar and on prescription medication. She was, of course, arrested for open and gross lewdness.
Bipolar, as in takes two different poles.
Wait. The only thing I want to know is who was on top. I don't know why. I'm curious about that, but it just kind of like, she's having sex with a dog, so obviously that's an open and closed case, right. But how? Well, how is what I wanted to know.
It happens, man. Trust me.
No, I'm just kidding.
But no, okay. So here's my question. Okay, imagine this. I just want to put you into this little scenario here. You meet a girl. I know you guys are fond of online dating. You've all taken part in it. You meet a girl, let's say online. You're not really sure who she is, but, you know, things are going good. Things, you guys seem to be clicking along. Everything's great. And, you know, about 6 months down the line, it's starting to get a little bit serious. And, you know, you start coming out with, you know, the secrets of yourselves. You're laying in bed maybe one day after making it. And, you know.
Here it comes.
She's rubbing your little chest hairs. And you guys are just talking. And you're like, you know, tell me the worst thing that you've ever done. And she busts out with, well, I'm an ex-drug addict. And one time I was arrested for having sex with my pit bull. Well, what do you do? What do you do in that situation?
Well, if you really love her, I mean, I guess you could.
I guess you could
get up and start putting your clothes on, and just try to end on a strong joke. This is what I've always been told, and all you do is you put your clothes on and put in your tie, and like, well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart, and walk out the door. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
If you touch it, you son of a bitch.
that
was brilliant.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He gets that.
I already used the doggy style joke. You can't use the same joke.
I know. I was building it up, asshole.
I guess you could, like, while you say, if she reveals that to you, you could say, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Anyways,
wait, what if she... Was she? If I say this, we're gonna lose.
I would actually go. Was she? Was he bigger than me?
Was she?
Was she bigger than me? Yes, exactly.
Wow. Was she? Yin yanging the dog, or another famous number?
Oh, dude.
What?
That is terrible.
It is, but it's horrible.
Oh, my God. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That right there is going to be... that's your ridiculous news for the week. We're going to wrap things up on that note. My God. Yin-yanging with the pit bull. Whoa. Yeah. At least it wasn't the rapper, because I think the rapper pit bull would have been worse, you know? One more of those.
Let's end this. All God.
Right. All right. Have a great week, everybody. We hope you go to iTunes and subscribe. Please check us out. Send us a message. Send us an email. Kings@kingsofthepodcastle. Go to Stitcher.com. Check us out. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. We'll be back next week for episode 6. We survived.
Yay!
Yay! Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bob Barker.